patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
COVID.
I represent science.
Get that vaccine in their arm. That is the mission.
They can still kill you.
God did answer our prayers.
They can still kill you.
I vaccinated Santa Claus.
How dare you?
Outrageous conspiracy theories.
Hello and welcome. This is Free Your Consciousness. I'm Doug Michael. My website, DougMichaelTruth.com. It is January 10th, 2022 at the time of this recording. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me. I appreciate your time and attention. It is cold and blustery up here. You might be able to hear some of the wind. There it is in the background. Sorry about that. I hope it's not too distracting. But I really wanted to get this one out there. I found a lot of information that just keeps coming. I titled this particular episode Fluronicron because apparently the different variants are merging, and now the COVID is merging with the flu, allegedly.
Omicron.
So now apparently we not only have Fluorona, that which is, they're saying, a merging of the flu and corona, right? The latest is Deltacron. Delta merged with the
Omicron.
So, you know, for the 2020-2021 season, influenza disappeared, which His Holiness Lord Fauci said was due to the face coverings. But now it's back, and it has joined forces with COVID. The variants have also joined forces in this ever-changing, retarded narrative. So they're telling us, okay, I know I reported this on a past podcast, ladies and gentlemen, but they said that the flu had disappeared for the last winter season. So this thing, influenza, that's been with us for a long time, suddenly disappeared. Fauci gets up there and says it's because of the face diapers, but now it's back. I mean, how ridiculous does this narrative have to get before people start scratching their heads and saying, what's going on here? But you've still got, you know, the testing facilities, people lining up in the freezing cold to go get tested because they got a cough or sniffle. It's just unbelievable. How ridiculous does it have to get? And you've got a good percentage that cannot remove their consciousness from the television to believe every pile of shit they're told and conform. Here in New York State, they brought back the mask mandates, which was supposed to be lifted today, but they extended them. They're going to keep extending them. And I've had people say to me, nah, Doug, nah, just wear it, you know. They want to keep wearing their face diapers so they don't get hassled. I was in a supermarket yesterday in a local Aldi, the only one not wearing a mask. No one said anything to me. See, that's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. We need to stop complying. The more we comply, the more they're going to push. I try to explain this to people. They don't understand. They think that if they keep complying, things are going to go back to the way they were. They never are going to go back because we're dealing with an agenda here, not a fucking pandemic. That's what people don't understand. So in New York City, crime is spiking through the roof, violent crime, homicides. But the uniformed order-following thugs are being used by our governor to enforce vaccine passports, not to, maybe help lower the crime. Our idiot shithead governor, no, she's using the cops to remove people from businesses and arrest them for not having their papers.
God did answer our prayers.
What's it going to take for people to start seeing, ladies and gentlemen? Oh, boy. I have a few articles I'd like to share with you today. And ladies and gentlemen, again, a reminder, people listening on the Podbean platform, if you go to the website, DougMichaelTruth.com, click on any given episode, there'll be a tab, view the show links, everything I'm sourcing will be listed there and probably others too. Today, I've got about 10 videos. So right there on the page of the episode, which this one's Fluronicron, you click that, it's going to be in reverse chronological order. So the newest one will be at the top of the page. And right there on the front page, I'll put links to all these videos for you. And I recommend you do that because with, you know, my commentary, the articles I'm sharing, and the videos that I share, each episode contains a wealth of information. So if you are so inclined, check it out. Real quick before I get started here, I just picked up this book by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. It's called The Real Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, Big Pharma, and the Global War on Democracy and Public Health. Now, let me tell you, this thing is voluminous. It is like, I don't know, 450 pages or so, loaded with sources and documents. It's just really eye-opening.
I vaccinated Santa Claus.
First article I have today for you, ladies and gentlemen, is from December 29th, shtfplan.com. The headline, National Guard has been deployed to 55 hospitals to help with a COVID surge. I know I reported on this in a past episode, and really, like I believe this author mentions, I believe it's to get the public used to having the military involved in domestic affairs. They're doing it in New York, too. This reads in part, the government is calling in the military to help with a COVID surge. The National Guard has been deployed to 55 hospitals in Massachusetts to help with overwhelmed hospitals. Are all these National Guard personnel military trained, I wonder? Goes on. Likely, just what I said, likely being done to get Americans used to seeing the government's boots on the ground in their local towns. The rulers have sent in the military. Apparently, according to mainstream media, these National Guard personnel will be assisting hospitals that have a staffing shortage. And why is there a staffing shortage? Because people continue to disobey and refuse to get injected with the experimental gene therapy shots.
COVID. Omicron.
Get that vaccine in their arm. That is the mission.
Are we being lied to again? Probably. Is there an ulterior motive behind using the military to cover staffing shortages? Probably. People are waking up and figuring out what's going on, albeit slowly. It's taken massive tyranny to get many to realize they were born slaves and will die permanent slaves with their children in shackles forever if they don't free their minds soon. Be ready for anything the best you can. No one knows what will happen. All we have is speculation. As people wake up and figure out they were born onto a slave planet, the rulers will push to keep them there and refuse to give up so easily. Stay aware of what the media is saying, even though we know it's mostly lies and straight propaganda, so you are informed as to just how low they will stoop to keep you from being free. I couldn't agree more with what that author wrote there. Next article I have for you, ladies and gentlemen, this was posted December 27th, 2021. And I know I've mentioned this in the last couple talks or so, but I really want to drive this point home because it's so important. Here's the headline, and this is from investmentwatchblog.com. CDC admits COVID tests are invalid. Now think about that. This whole entire scamdemic was predicated upon these PCR tests, which are not tests at all. They're simply genetic amplifiers. Again, the biochemist, Carrie Mullis, the inventor of these tests, has said repeatedly before his death in 2019 that these are not diagnostic tools, that if you run these tests at a high enough cycle, you could find whatever you're looking for. And that's exactly what they've been doing to create the illusion of a pandemic, to get the vaccines in people, which is the bioweapon. Reads in part here, the Centers for Disease Control is finally withdrawing the PCR test for COVID for it is seriously flawed and is incapable of distinguishing between COVID and influenza viruses. See, they stopped counting the flu, like I mentioned last season, and redesignated influenza as COVID-19 to pump the numbers, to cause mass hysteria in people. And in their fear-based mentality, they would rush out to get injected with this gene therapy alleged vaccine. I have stated that I was tested 5 times in 2020 and all were negative, only to have 2 doctors, including the head of pulmonary at the hospital, inform me that they believed I had COVID despite the tests because they were invalid. And that was back then. Social media was blocking any discussion about that, calling it conspiracy theory and misinformation. You know, there's another thing, ladies and gentlemen. All this fact-checking and conspiracy theory, misinformation. No, the misinformation and conspiracy theory is coming from the mainstream media. The conspiracy theorists have been right again. The CDC is withdrawing the COVID PCR test and the media is not making this front page. Well, why would they? The withdrawal of the COVID PCR test as valid for detecting and identifying SARS-CoV-2 is critical for all the restrictions and lockdowns. It appears that the collapse in the approval ratings for Biden has sent a shockwave through the Democrats as they see their own demise on the horizon. Yeah, expect false flag attacks to occur this year, ladies and gentlemen. They're not going to willingly give up their power. Yeah, that's all I'm going to read from that one. That will be posted on the DougMichaelTruth.com website for you, ladies and gentlemen. That was pretty much the gist of that, though. So these faulty tests that aren't tests at all have been used to massively inflate the numbers. And now, 2 years in, they're pulling these tests because they're producing massive false positives. They're unreliable. And the lateral flow test, this just is unreliable. This is just total scam. What will it take for people to realize that? Next article I have here for you, this is from worldtribune.com, posted December 24th, 2020. The headline, California nurses report overwhelming number of heart attacks clotting in vaccinated patients. Yeah, we were talking about that, David and I don't know, a year and a half ago. Oh, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, we're entering the third year of 14 days to flatten the curve. And like we told you, this is not going away. It's not meant to. Noncompliance. This piece reads in part, nurses in Ventura County, California are blowing the whistle on an alarming rise in heart problems, strokes, and blood clotting in vaccinated patients, adding that doctors refuse to consider the problems could be adverse reactions to COVID shots. Yeah, because they get threatened with their licenses if they do. And a lot of health professionals don't even know what the VAER system is. A critical care nurse told the Canisio Guardian that there has been a surge in the number of young people experiencing severe health problems after receiving the COVID vaccines. No, I don't think that's true. I think young people suffer with myocarditis all the time. Quote, we've been having a lot of younger people come in, the nurse said. We're seeing a lot of strokes, a lot of heart attacks. The nurse detailed how one 38-year-old woman came to the hospital with occlusions, which are blockages of blood flow in her brain. They, the doctors, were searching for everything under the sun and documenting this in the chart, but nowhere do you see if she was vaccinated or not. One thing the vaccine causes is thrombosis, clotting. Here you have a 38-year-old woman who was double vaccinated and she's having strokes they can't explain. None of the doctors relates it to the vaccine. It's garbage. It's absolute garbage. The nurse reported coming forward because, quote, I'm tired of all the BS that's going on. It's crazy how nobody questions anything anymore. This piece goes on, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, I think we need more and more people on the inside, healthcare workers, practitioners, to continue blowing the whistle on this scam. People are dropping like flies from this bioweapon. And we need to stop calling it a vaccine because it isn't. It's gene therapy that contains nanotechnology. I have a few. In fact, this next two pieces I'm going to share with you, they're finding all kinds of weird shit in these injections. This is from dailyexpose.uk, posted December 24th, 2021. Here's the headline. Nanotechnology in COVID injections. It's for communications. It's technological parasitism. Transhumanism, ladies and gentlemen. These nutcases are trying to merge silicon and carbon, man with machine. That is a part of their agenda, as well as depopulation and sterilization, by the way. I'm just going to read a part of this. There's a video attached to this. So, ladies and gentlemen, on any given episode, you'll see videos right on the front page. But also, if you click view the show links, go through those articles. A lot of them also have videos attached to them. And this is crazy. I'm just going to read a part of this. Quote, in other words, we're talking about nanotechnology that recreates the communication technology we already know. But in this case, inside the body, we're talking about nanocommunications, said La Quinta Columna's Ricardo Delgado. And it is in the Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, and Janssen injections. All of them are nanotechnology for nanocommunications. Nanoarrays centered on the human body require the use of nanoantennas that operate in the terahertz band, those being the same type as those found in the COVID injection samples. Anderson's article is in-depth and well-referenced research comparing an article by researchers at the University of Warwick, 2017, and images obtained by Dr. Campra from COVID vaccine samples. Wow, there's a bunch of videos attached to this, ladies and gentlemen, different charts, different sources. I'll post that for you. But I mean, isn't that something? They're injecting people with nanotechnology. There's been reports of some people who have been jabbed having their cell phones try to connect to their body. Other people have become magnetic. People could say that's fake information, but I know someone personally whose daughter is in the military who got her jabs dutifully, and now magnets stick to her at the injection site. And there's a bunch of people that have reported this. What the fuck are they doing?
Omicron. Get that vaccine in their arm. That is the mission.
Next piece I have, this is from Orwell.city. Posted January 3rd, 2022. Here's the headline. Complex microtechnology in Pfizer vaccine. Just read a piece of this. There's videos here, too, where they show you what they have found in this poisonous jab. Reads in part, as we suspected and as we had been informed by certain people who have worked in the preparation of technical reports and so on, as the sample evaporates, this hydrogel solidifies. This substance somehow forms with heat. I wonder if 5G can cause the heat needed for this nanotechnology to go online or to merge with it. And we can also understand the fact that these samples were initially frozen, practically at an ideal temperature. Now we can understand many things. I have subjected the sample to certain experimentation, such as exposing it to magnetic fields from a magnet, and ultraviolet radiation. This is very important because as the days go by, the sample evolves, and that's what you're going to see today. I don't know how you're going to assimilate it mentally because the images are extremely shocking, and I believe that this is not news. We'd like to give the good news that all of this is over and that it was all just a nightmare, but what we're going to see is very important. So this is part of the transcripts here, ladies and gentlemen. I'll post that for you. There's images you could see. This microtechnology, nanotech, that's what they're injecting into people and their children. And the test facilities are lining up, and the vaccine facilities. I mean, I don't think it's the number of people getting injected that they tell us. But man, they're rushing out to get tested. I'll tell you, it's crazy. So this is more, this particular piece, it really would be better to view this video. I think it's in German, I'm not sure, but it's subtitled. And you could see this technology these researchers discovered in these alleged vaccines.
Get that vaccine in their arm. That is the mission.
They can still kill you.
God did answer our prayers.
I vaccinated Santa Claus.
Omicron. Next piece I have here, this is from LifeSiteNews.com. This was posted, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, when was this posted? January 6th, 2022. Ready for this? Here's the headline here. New York Health Commissioner says she blew hospitalizations out of proportion to push COVID shots for kids. In other words, she fucking lied. I swear, New York is a cesspool of corruption. My God. This reads in part. Albany, New York. New York State's acting health commissioner affirmed late last month that she played up extremely rare pediatric COVID-19 hospitalizations to promote injecting all children 5 years old and above with the experimental and abortion-tainted COVID jabs. So the health secretary lied to try to influence people to have their children injected with this poison. Is she in jail where she should be? No, because the people have become ballless, spineless, soulless little fucking robots.
COVID. You've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
The promotion of universal vaccination in young children comes in spite of evidence that children face very minimal risk from COVID-19 and ignores the thousands of reports of serious adverse events and deaths connected with the experimental shots. During a December 28, 2021 press conference, Acting State Health Commissioner Dr. Mary T. Bassett said that while the numbers of pediatric COVID-related hospital admissions were small, and while children are not having an epidemic of infection, a handful of rare pediatric hospitalizations were given center stage in a recent health alert to motivate pediatricians and families to seek the protection of vaccination for young children. So in other words, this lying sack of shit was operating at the behest of her big pharma masters.
God did answer our prayers.
Get that vaccine in their arm. That is the mission.
They can still kill you.
I represent science.
Here's another piece I have for you, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I just spoke about this, but here's another source. I'll just read a small piece of it. I want this to really sink in. And, you know, I try to tell some of my normie friends, and it goes in one ear and out the other. They don't get it. What will it take to convince someone you've been scammed? You know, I guess it's really, really difficult for the ego to accept the fact that it's been lied to for its whole life. You know, nobody likes to admit that, but there's a great freedom in doing so, ladies and gentlemen. This is from Global Research, posted December 31st, 2021. Here's the headline. Bombshell, CDC no longer recognizes the PCR test as a valid method for detecting confirmed COVID-19 cases. And here's a quote from the inventor of the test, Carrie Mullis. The PCR is a process. It does not tell you that you are sick. This is a guy that won the Nobel Prize for the invention of this genetic amplifier. It's not a test. Reads in part, this misuse of the RT-PCR technique is applied as a relentless and intentional strategy by some governments to justify excessive measures such as the violation of a large number of constitutional rights. Under the pretext of a pandemic based on a number of positive RT-PCR tests and not on real number of patients. As of January 1st, 2022, the CDC, in a request to the FDA, withdraws its endorsement of the RT-PCR test. The CDC acknowledges, with innuendos, that the PCR test does not effectively differentiate between COVID-19 and seasonal influenza. Researchers, myself included, for the last 2 years have been saying this. They redesignated the flu and called it COVID to keep this scam going, to frighten people and scare them into getting this gene therapy. And now we're seeing people dropping like flies. Again, more pro athletes. I keep seeing videos of pro athletes around the world dropping with heart problems, many of them dying. Amply documented and analyzed by numerous scientists, the PCR test does not detect or identify SARS-CoV-2 and its variants.
Omicron.
Okay, so I have a question here. If the PCR test cannot differentiate between flu and COVID, how can it detect variants? So if someone's gotten a test and they tell you you've got the
Omicron
or Decepticon or the Flurana or whatever, how could it detect variants if it can't even detect alleged
COVID?
Right? Questions worth asking. Try bringing this information to your normie friends, ladies and gentlemen. No amount of evidence is going to convince a moron of anything. It's worth noting that almost a year ago, in January 2021, the World Health Organization also questioned the validity of the PCR test, which it had itself put forth at the very outset of the COVID crisis. David and I reported on that. We wrote about it in our new book. A lot of these, quote, conspiracy theorists have been way ahead of the curve here.
Outrageous conspiracy theories.
If the PCR test is invalid, as intimated both by the CDC and the WHO, the 260 million so-called confirmed COVID-19 cases collected and tabulated worldwide since the outset of the alleged pandemic are meaningless.
Omicron.
COVID.
The real agenda.
Get that vaccine in their arm. That is the mission.
They can still kill you.
God did answer our prayers.
I vaccinated Santa Claus.
Ladies and gentlemen, unbelievable, right? Total scam. And, you know, again, we're seeing millions and millions and millions of people all across the world push back and not comply. It's great seeing medical professionals come forward and warn people. Not enough people are listening, though. Too many people are still hypnotized by the mainstream media. Next piece I have here for you, All News Pipeline, posted December 27th, 2021. Here's the headline. With these stories making vax failure impossible for the masses to ignore, worldwide noncompliance is necessary to take down this exploding global tyranny. Operation Killshot has been launched to implement the New World Order. This reads in part, if the globalists inject everything that moves, campaign ever had a worse week than this past one, we can't think of when it was. Happily announcing not too long ago that their 100% injected U.S. military would be impervious to COVID, the first bombshell to drop on the cultists' heads was announced in this story over at the Epoch Times, reporting the USS Milwaukee has had to pause its deployment on its 100% injected ship after a massive COVID outbreak amongst its crew members.
COVID.
Not the only ship of fools out sailing the world's oceans, now having massive problems with COVID outbreaks after over 1,000 Americans, presumably all fully injected, were stranded off of the coast of Mexico after 21 fully injected cruise ship crew members also caught the COVID. Please answer us, President Brandon. Why again are these injections being mandated when they clearly don't work to stop people from catching or spreading COVID?
They can still kill you.
Well, we know why. And with one fully injected U.S. politician after another still getting COVID, then still insanely singing the praises of the shot that didn't help them avoid getting it, with Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, one of the most recent to get the VID, despite the fact that he had also gotten the booster. I had a very interesting conversation with my injected sister on Christmas Day. And this article goes on, ladies and gentlemen. Lots of sources at the end of it. I'll post that for you. There's a video attached to this one, too. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, each episode contains a lot of information. I recommend you take the time to sort through it a little bit. Oh, man. Here's another piece I have for you. I'll just read a piece of this because it's really long. Just the highlights here. This is from the Burning Platform. I found a lot of good information on that site over the last couple of years. This was from December 28th, 2021. The headline, How the Endless Boosters Will Destroy Immune Function. And this came from Dr. Mercola's site, I believe. Just a few little points here. The COVID shots reprogram your immune system to respond in a dysfunctional manner. Aside from increasing vulnerability to infections, this can also result in autoimmune diseases and cancer. Well, isn't that lovely?
Get that vaccine in their arm. That is the mission.
I vaccinated Santa Claus.
Omicron.
You've been patient. But our patience is wearing thin.
A paper published in early May 2021 reported that Pfizer-BioNTech COVID jab reprograms both adaptive and innate immune responses, causing immune depletion. Antigens in vaccines have been shown to induce defects in the immune system that can raise the risk of autoimmune diseases. Leaky or non-sterilizing vaccines can also trigger the evolution of more hazardous viruses, and the COVID jabs are among the leakiest vaccines ever created. Mm-hmm. That's true. What's called spike protein shedding. We talked about that. It's in Johns Hopkins, it's in their own documents. They talk about it. According to health authorities, the vaccine-evading Omicron variant necessitates a third COVID injection, but this recommendation will only perpetuate mutation. A number of medical experts, scientists, and published studies now warn that the COVID shots reprogram your immune system to respond in a dysfunctional manner. Aside from increasing vulnerability to infections, this can also result in autoimmune diseases and cancer. Well, isn't that, hey, it's worth the risk though, ladies and gentlemen. It's well worth it to protect yourself from alleged virus with a 99% survival rate.
Omicron.
Pfizer shot reprograms both arms of your immune system. A paper posted May 6, 2021 on the preprint server MedRxiv reported that the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID jab reprograms both adaptive and innate immune responses, causing immune depletion. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the idea. This is a lengthy article. I recommend you go through it if you're interested, but that's the main gist of it. This gene-modifying therapy is rewiring the human immune system. And as has been discovered with the Pfizer jab, it contains nanotechnology. What are they really up to? What are they doing here?
COVID.
Get that vaccine in their arm. That is the mission.
Outrageous conspiracy theories.
I vaccinated Santa Claus.
You've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
Next piece I have here. This is from December 28th. This is from All News Pipeline. Here's the headline. Huge number of food shortages predicted for 2022 by a variety of experts. Democrats told us it would get better by 2022, but these experts warn it's not and it's going to get much worse. Ladies and gentlemen, in May of 2020, David and I reported that we were going to eventually see shortages. It just makes sense. Because we saw meatpacking facilities closing down, people being quarantined because they tested positive with a test that doesn't test for any illness. So this is part of the agenda, too, to collapse the supply chain, to destroy medical staffing so that when people that get sick from the damn vaccine go to the hospital, there won't be enough people to take care of them. This is a multi-tiered operation. They want to bring in this technocracy, this global communist agenda, and they're pushing forward. They're not going to stop. It's going to take mass noncompliance. This article reads in part, in 2020 and 2021, we saw a number of shortages from foods to computer chips stemming from different reasons. First and foremost, which kicked off the extremely depleted store shelves that our readers sent exclusive images of all across the country, while certain specific areas saw less and others more shortages, were the lockdowns. Those lockdowns forced school and restaurant closures, which in turn blindsided the farming industry because the demand dried up, so much of their supply had to be destroyed. This has been going on for 2 years, ladies and gentlemen. Tens of millions of gallons of milk dumped, crops plowed through because the farmers couldn't offload it, and ranchers forced to euthanize their own livestock because they couldn't get it all processed. With the schools, restaurants, and other business closures that state leaders deemed non-essential, we saw unemployment explode, which led to shortages at food banks and free food giveaways. The point here is the lockdowns caused a trickle-down and up effect, which inevitably brought about massive food shortages with empty shelves, limited options, and the rearranging of products by grocery stores to make their shelving appear fuller than they were, including front-facing products with nothing behind the front row. I've seen this all over lately, ladies and gentlemen, in these local markets and even the big chain stores I go to. They're very low. I'd say maybe half capacity if I had to guess. Jump forward to the end of 2021, and we are seeing a number of experts predict what items will continue to see shortages, and the list continues to grow. Milk and dairy, pork and bacon, salmon, pasta products, chicken shortages, coffee and chocolate. And we're going to see it everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. I'll leave that one there for you. There's videos attached to that one as well. I'm noticing that the prices are just, they keep skyrocketing. I don't go shopping every week, maybe twice a month. And each time I go, the prices are going through the roof. A lot of those shelves are just not filled up. I mean, it's just getting, because this is inevitable. It's getting crazy, though. This is what's going to happen. Gas prices rise, labor shortages, supply chain breakdown. It's going to cause hyperinflation. This is part of the plan. They're pushing this forward to engineer the collapse of society, and it's working. Next article, ladies and gentlemen, shtfplan.com, again, posted January 7th. What a surprise. Big Pharma CEO says a fourth COVID shot will be needed. Well, oh, I can't believe it.
COVID. Get that vaccine in their arm. That is the mission.
Omicron.
I represent science.
I vaccinated Santa Claus.
How dare you?
You've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
Reads in part, this is incredibly unsurprising for those paying even a minimal amount of attention to the situation we are all living through right now. The CEO of Moderna, who makes one of the mRNA shots the ruling class continues to push on everyone else, says a fourth shot or second booster will be needed. Mm-hmm. How long till it's once a week? You got to get your 15th booster or else you can't go get groceries. Stephanie Bancella on Thursday said people may need a fourth shot of the coronavirus vaccine in fall 2022. According to CNBC and other news outlets that reported on the statement, Bancell said that the vaccine efficacy wanes over time. Line up for endless injections, slaves.
COVID.
Omicron.
Get that vaccine in their arm. That is the mission.
While referring to the strength of the booster shot, Bansal said, quote, I will be surprised when we get that data in the coming weeks that it's holding nicely over time, adding that I would expect that it's not going to hold great. And Bansal also said to be prepared for indefinite booster shots. Is anyone surprised? If you are, you shouldn't be. This piece goes on too, ladies and gentlemen. You know, a lot of people out there still don't understand. The world is run by criminals and administered by fucking idiots.
COVID. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
Get that vaccine in their arm. That is the mission.
You. They can still kill you. They can still kill you.
God did answer our prayer. God did answer our prayers.
Omicron.
Here's the last piece I have for you today, ladies and gentlemen. This is from Global Research. The headline, now people are dying from the vaccine. All vaccinations must be stopped. Again, it's not a vaccine. And I read other reports about this. This is interesting. Reads in part, One America is a large life insurance company in Indianapolis. The chief executive officer, Scott Davison, just announced that judging by policy claims, Americans of working age are suddenly dying in unprecedented numbers. He reports that all life insurance companies are experiencing a 40% rise in the death rate. Just to give you an idea of how bad that is, a 3 sigma or a 1 in 200 year catastrophe would be 10% increase over pre-pandemic. So 40% is just unheard of. These are not COVID deaths. They are deaths from conditions caused by the vaccine. Brian Tabor, president of the Indiana Hospital Association, reports a corresponding huge increase in hospital caseloads, not from COVID, but from all sorts of things, things known to be risks of the vaccine. In other words, the extraordinary increase in deaths and hospitalizations is associated with the COVID vaccines.
COVID.
Omicron.
Get that vaccine in their arm. That is the mission.
For the past year and perhaps longer, I have reported the findings and predictions of top medical scientists who are not on big pharma or fraud cheese payrolls. The findings of these scientists have been suppressed by Fauci and the prostitutes. In a nutshell, the vaccine undermines the human immune system and turns it into a weapon against your own body. Yeah, and add to that, ladies and gentlemen, the spike protein shedding, a weapon against people that don't want to have this poison. The result is heart attacks and the range of adverse effects now associated with the vaccine. An exasperated and angry Dr. Suchart Bhakti, explains the process. Here, there's a link for that. A number of experts have concluded that a large percentage of the vaccinated are going to experience disability and death. As Dr. Bhakti explains, it doesn't happen to everyone right away. Some experience death or disability immediately, some a month later, some a year afterwards, and some over a longer period of time. Sure, they can't have everyone dropping dead upon injection, or else people would catch on, although some do. The people that don't drop right away, we don't know the long-term effects of this poison. 3 years down the line, 5 years down the line, 10 years down the line, if it's true what these experts are saying, that it rearranges the immune system, let's say you've had this shit in your body for 5 years, 5 years down the line, you catch the pneumonia or a flu or even a common cold, and your immune system's been depleted that greatly, what's your chances of survival? I guess we'll find out. Because everyone taking this crap are uncompensated test subjects in clinical trials for brand new technology that's never been tested on humans before. Clearly, the vaccination drive was a huge mistake or an intentional population control operation. I agree with that. An intentional population control operation, not a mistake. These psychopaths that do this know exactly what they're doing. This is coldly calculated and planned. But now that it is known that there is more danger in the vaccine than in the virus, all vaccinations should be stopped. Yeah, of course they should. And the people behind this should be taken away in handcuffs and thrown into a cage. Censorship of renowned medical experts must stop so that we can escape marketing propaganda and come to an understanding of the true situation. COVID was not deadly except for untreated persons with comorbidities. The current variant,
Omicron,
appears to be milder than the common cold, and as the vaccine does not protect against either, its use is completely irresponsible. Humanity will be paying the cost of the mRNA vaccines for decades to come. Yeah, we'll see how much time we have. That's about all I got for you today, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you once again for taking your time to listen with an open mind. I always appreciate it. Huge shout out to the readers, listeners, and patrons. I really do appreciate it. And to the handful of you that have contacted me and that we've been talking personally, I really, really appreciate you. I want you to know that. A lot of you send me information, and I really appreciate you talking to me and taking your time. I've learned a lot from each and every one of you. I really do appreciate your friendship and your support. Thank you again. And I hope the wind wasn't too distracting. It is just blustery up here outside the bunker. It's about 20 degrees, snowy. We have winter advisories in effect, and that wind is whipping around. But I figured I'd give this a try anyway. When I'm editing, if the wind's too distracting, I'll just redo this at another time. But again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for your time and attention and for listening. I really do appreciate it. This is Doug Michael, and until next time, ladies and gentlemen, walk in peace.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
COVID.
I represent science.
I vaccinated Santa Claus.
I represent science.
I vaccinated Santa Claus.
I represent science.
I represent science.
I represent science.
I represent Santa Claus.
Get that vaccine in their arm. That is the mission.
How dare you?
I vaccinated Santa Claus.
They can still kill you.
God did answer our prayers.
COVID.
Omicron.
You've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.